We're still in the middle of the first sif of Simin Samach Tes. We will be completing that sif as well as finishing the second sif and the entire Simin, that is. So, just to return to what the Machabra taught us, the idea of Poros al Shema, which was, what happens if you have, according to the Machaber, 10 people that all daven be Yechidus, but didn't hear Kaddish, they didn't hear Kedusha, they didn't hear Baruch Hu. So, one of them can get up, say Kaddish, say Baruch Hu, say the first bracha, Yotzer Or, although he's davened already, and then say Shmone Esrei. And what he does is says the first three brachas aloud and includes in that Kedusha. He will finish the Shmone Esrei, and everybody else will just be able to walk away. We saw, first of all, that the Ramah disagreed with regard to the bracha of Yotzer Or. He said that that should be skipped. The reason why the Machaber had him say Yotzer Or is that it shouldn't look like a kofar. The Ramah was of the opinion that so long as everyone had answered Baruch Hashem and Baruch Olam Vayet, it was understood that he was not a kofar. The other thing was the Mishnah Berurah brought the Machlokas, where he followed the opinion of the Radvaz, that if you have 10 people that already daven the Yechidus, when they daven the Yechidus, they lose their chiv of Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu as a tzibur, and therefore they couldn't do this. What you needed is at least one person that hasn't yet davened. Only such a person could be mechayiv, having a Poros al Shema, that somebody gets up and says Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and then later does Chazaras Hashatz, does a Kedusha. Further, we saw that if it's possible for the person himself who didn't hear to be the one that's doing the Prisal Shema, he should lechatchila be the one doing that. Meaning, you should not have somebody who davened already being the one that is saying Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and Yotzer Or, but you preferably should take that one person that did not daven yet, he should be the one that's saying Kaddish, Baruch Hu, says Birkas Kriya Shema, and then goes on and says Shmoneh Esrei, where he'll be saying the first three brachas of his Shmoneh Esrei aloud and include in that Kedusha. So let's go further. Says the Ramah, Umisha over lefnei atevar v'alma gimel brachas rishonis yashtim kolat fila. The Machaber never wrote this explicitly. The Mishnah Berurah had spoken it out. The one that is doing this, the one that is saying the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei aloud with the Kedusha, he should continue davening the entire Shmoneh Esrei. V'lo yafsik, afal pi shekvar hispal, although he's already davened Shmoneh Esrei, Chazal allowed you to daven another Shmoneh Esrei for the sake of being mezakeh Jews in Kedusha. Afal pi, now, avol acherim yecholim lahafsik achar kach, whereas others could be mafsik afterwards. They can walk out. They don't have to remain there while he's davening a Shmoneh Esrei. Certainly, if this person did not yet daven, he should continue with Shmoneh Esrei, because this is his Shmoneh Esrei. Now, the case that the Machaber had given us of somebody that didn't daven, where everyone else davened already, this one person didn't daven, he's coming back, and he is saying Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Yotzer Or, and then Shmoneh Esrei. Now, he theoretically should say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and then say all of the Birkas Kriya Shema with Shema, and then go into Shmoneh Esrei and say it aloud. The problem is that there are times that the people there are doing him a favor and waiting for him, and they're unwilling to wait for him to complete the entire Shema with its brachas, and then say the first brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. They would like him to say Kaddish Baruch Hu, and then go right to Chazaras Hashatz, meaning go right to the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei together with Kedusha. So the Ramah tells us, Afal pishi yitztarach likros acharkach krishma v'lo yismach gula l'tfila. What this man is going to do is say Kedusha Baruch Hu. He can say the first brach of Yotzer Or. He will then skip the Shmoneh Esrei. And after Shmoneh Esrei, he is going to say krishma and the remaining brachas, which means that his Shmoneh Esrei did not come right after Gaal Yisrael. He was not soma gula l'tfila. The Ramah says that nevertheless, he can do that. In other words, Chazal told us that it is more important to catch in a Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and Kedusha than it is to be Masmich Gula Litfila. So even though he loses out on saying Gol Yisrael just before Shmoneh Esrei, it is more important that he does things in a way that he will be able to hear himself the Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and then the Kedusha. Now, Now, as far as as far as somebody that walks into shul, there is a minyan, and they are actually about to start chazaras hashatz. He didn't daven yet. This person didn't daven yet. So the Mishnah Berurah says that what he could do is, based on the on this Ramah, is come in and just say chazaras hashatz. This way he's going to catch kedusha, say chazaras hashatz for everybody, and say shema and the brachas later. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that although the Machaber really holds that way and the Ramah, the Magen Avraham disagrees. And the Magen Avraham holds that this entire concept that the Machaber was Machadish, the Ramah was Machadish, that it is more important to get Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and Kedusha than it is to be Masmik Gula L'Tfilah, the Magen Avraham disagrees with that. Therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, you should not do this. You should not just say Kaddish Baruch Hu and then Kedusha, skipping Shema and its brachas. This should only be done by someone that davened already. But in terms of someone who didn't daven yet, it is wrong to jump from Baruch Hu all the way to Shemona Esrei, thus not being Masmich Gula L'Tfilah. Now, in the case of somebody that is going to do the first part, the Poris Al Shema, which is the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu, and that a person is allowed to do. He can do a Kaddish and a Baruch Hu, and after which he will continue regularly, say even after the Magen Avraham. So the thing to do then would be, come into Shul, you realize that you've missed Baruch Hu, so what you can do is, after davening, wherever you're holding, after their davening, wherever you're holding, you can say Kaddish and Baruch Hu. That would be the Pashtus. So the Mishnah Berurah gives a case of someone that walked into Shul very late. He wants to now say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and then what he would like to do is finish davening, but he has a problem. His problem is that he just started Psuka de Zimra, and by the time he finishes Psuka de Zimra, there will not be a minyan left in the shul for him to do a Kaddish and a Baruch Hu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it is mutter for him to skip parts of Psuka de Zimra. It is mutter for him to say Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei, Yishtabach, and then say Kaddish Baruch Hu and start Yotzeror, and then continue regularly. The same way that you're allowed to be Makatzer in Psuka de Zimra for the sake of Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Mishnah Berurah holds you're allowed to be Makatzer in Tefillah B'Tzibur, Makatzer in Psuka de Zimra for the sake of being able to be Poros Al Shema so that you're going to get a Kaddish and a Baruch Hu. Now, in the case of somebody who walks into Shul just as everyone's about to leave, there is not even enough time to say Baruch Shalmar Ashrei Nishtabach. What should he do? The Mishnah Berurah holds that what he should do is say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and then let everybody leave, and then he can go back and start from Psuka de Zimra. He should then say Baruch Shomar, all of Psuka de Zimra, Yishtabach, and go through the whole rest of davening in order. In other words, all he ended up doing was make use of the minyan to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, although he was not up to that. So the din of Poros Al Shema allows a person to simply say Kaddish and Baruch Hu if he missed it, regardless of where it is. He's in the middle of his davening, or he's at the end of his davening, or he hasn't davened yet at all. He's allowed to say a Kaddish together with a Baruch Hu. Now we go further in the Ramah. Va'osir lahasik bedvarim elu ben gula l'tfila. A person should not do this if he is after Gal Yisrael before Shmoneh Esrei, right? In the middle of Krishma or Birkos Krishma, a person should not be Poros Al Shema. V'lochein, also l'shatz l'afsig ben Krishma l'tfilo b'Krishma b'Birkoseho, k'de l'ifros al Shema los nabon l'beis ha'kneses, l'achar shispalu ha'kol, kadesh u'baruchu, v'hisl l'Birkos yotzeror. What happened? You had a minyan in shul. They started to daven. Somewhere in the middle of Krishma or the brachas, or just before Shmona Esrei, you realize that a whole group of people, maybe even the majority of people in the shul, in addition to the minyan that you had to begin with, but the majority of people in the shul missed Baruch Hu. The shatz should not say a Baruch Hu in the middle of his Krishma or Birkas Krishma. Somebody else can, but the Shliach Tzibur should not. So halacha l'maisa, what happens if the Shliach Tzibur said Baruch Hu? For some reason, he finds out, he's in the middle of Birkas Krishma, he finds out that people have missed his Baruch Hu. He said Baruch Hu, most of the people didn't realize it. There was so much noise in the shul that people missed Baruch Hu. So the halacha will be that if he already started Birkas Kriya Shema, he cannot say Baruch Hu a second time. Another person could, for the sake of all those who didn't hear it. Another person, meaning someone who is not in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema, so that anybody else that has already started, so for example, someone that answered Baruch Hu, so he's already considered in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema, the Mishnah Berurah had told us, he could not say Baruch Hu at that time. You are not allowed to do what's called being Paras al Shema, saying Baruch Hu, if you are already in Birkas Kriya Shema, or Ben Gula Letfila after the Birkas Kriya Shema before Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah, now further in the Ramah, Aval bebirkas arvis shu rishus yochol hafsik lotzi acher midei chavosan. The Ramah says that if this happened in Maariv, then there's no problem of being mafsik in the middle of Krishma and the brachas for this, or at least the brachas for the sake of being motzi others. Now the Achronim asked the Kasha that the Ramah in this very sif had told us that the minig is not to be poris al shema for Maariv. Since there is no takana of a kaddish before the Baruch Hu of Maariv, Chazal didn't make a din of being poris al shema by Maariv. Why here is he telling us that not only can you be poris al shema, but that you can even do it in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema? So the Achronim say that this is only going in a place where their minag is to be poris al shema in Maariv. But for those who don't have that minig and follow the Ramah that there is no takana being paras al shema from Maariv, they should not be mafsik in the middle of the brachas. In fact, they shouldn't be paras al shema altogether in Maariv. Umikal malkom ish acher yochal lifros al shema olis palol biyud kol hatfila afila baose beis knesset shekfar espalol lotzi acherim. Says the Ramah now, in a place where they davened already, someone else can be Paras al Shema, or for that matter, someone can do an entire davening after the first minyan finished. Lo'otzi acher yidei chavasam. Rak, but he gives a condition. Shelo yamod hachazan hasheni b'makom she'omar harishon. The second chazan should not stand at the same place that the first one did. Why is that? V'zenira genai l'rishonim devekila lo yotzub rishoni yidei chavasam. It looks as though the first one didn't count. You know, we're davening over again because the first tefillah wasn't a good tefillah. So this halacha would mean that once you have a minyan in shul, for someone else to make a minyan afterwards and daven before the amud would be a problem, because it looks as if he's saying that the first minyan wasn't yotza, unless he stands in a different place. I mean, the shliach tzibur could not stand at the amud where the first one did. Says the Ramah, v'nira li, this is only referring to when the original minyan is still there, it's just that they finished davening. Avalim yotzu or rishonim, if the first minyan is gone, so there he says, yuchal lamon achazen af b'makom shaman harishon. There the chazen could stand even where the first one did. The Mishnah Berurah gives another case, and he says that if the shul has a kfias of several minyanim, the second minyan is allowed to start davening in the same place that the first one did, even if everybody of the first minyan is still present. So you don't have the Ramaz heter, but we have the heter of the fact that this is a base knesses that is, or base medrash, that in which there's a kfias to have more than one minyan. And there he'd be allowed to stand there. The Mishnah Berurah also says that someone who already davened is allowed to slurve as a shliach tzibur for a minyan that didn't daven yet. If they need somebody to daven, they don't have anybody. They need someone to daven for Amud, even though a person was already yotz and heard chazaras hashatz, he is allowed to daven for Amud the second time if there's really nobody else to daven. The same way that the halacha would be that you're allowed to be poris al shema for the sake of a tzibur, you can actually do an entire chazaras hashatz for the sake of the tzibur. Sif beiz suma afal pishal arom ma'oris miyom of poris al shema. A blind man, Rachmana Litzlan, although he's never seen light, still is Paras al Shemam Varach Yotzer Amoris, and he also says Yotzer Amoris. One would have thought that he is Potter because Yotzer Or, he doesn't see it. Shehu Nene Bum Oris Shurim Achirim She Yoruhu Aderach Hashielach Ba. He still benefits from the fact that others see that they can show him where to go. A Katan should not be Paras al Shema, the Mishnah Berurah says. And altogether, the Mishnah Berurah Shita is that a katan really should not be saying Baruch Hu.